He was 2 days old. He just stopped feeding, really. So we took him to A&E, and basically within minutes, he just deteriorated on the table, and we later found out it was group strep B meningitis.
And what is that for people who don't know what that means, group strep B meningitis?
It's a bacterial form of meningitis. It can be passed by the mother. It's a harmless bacteria that lives in the birth canal, and it can be passed to the baby.
You said you took him to A&E. What happened when you got there?
All of his observations and things seemed fine, but one nurse was particularly adamant there was something not right. She was just double-checking him, and he literally just stopped breathing and things on the table in front of us.
And that was how long after you'd taken him in?
Probably an hour.
And how long had you noticed that he wasn't quite right?
Well, I noticed he wasn't feeding well, but I was breastfeeding, so speaking to the midwife that comes to the house, she was just saying that he could have been a lazy baby and he hasn't gotten the hang of breastfeeding, and you just put it down to that, but realistically he didn't have the energy to feed because he was so poorly.
Was he tired? Was he different to normal?
Well, it was too young to notice his routine, so he was only 2 days old, so we didn't know if he was a particularly sleepy baby or if he was just a lazy baby, but realistically he was just a poorly baby.
How have you sort of dealt with it since then? Because it's, you know, a two-day-old baby, everything's happened so quickly afterwards. What support's been there for you since then?
There's a lot of professionals tell you who to contact. It's really up to you if you want to contact them. So I haven't actually gotten any counselling or anything.
And do you think you will further down the line?
I think you have to just wait and see how you are. It depends how you... Because you've just got to take each day as it comes, really.
And how do you find each day?
Each day is different. You have days when you're not so bad, but then you... Tomorrow might be a really bad day, you know.
Do you think now looking sort of further down the line and you work with the charity, you're obviously wanting to raise awareness, are you?
Mm-hmm, definitely. There's so many different kinds of meningitis that all of them should be at the front of people's minds, especially newborn babies. They're so vulnerable, you know.
And I heard you mention there that there is a test for this for strep B strain.
You can get a test to find out if a mother carries group strep B. As a parent, appreciate how precious children are. And if somebody had said to me, you can get a test done for £18, it won't harm the child, it'll tell you whether the child's likeable to get meningitis, I would have paid that money. I would have paid it if it was £80, not just 18.
And if that test had been carried out and they'd found that you were a carrier, how would that have made things different?
They would have kept a closer eye on Harry, and if he needed it, they would have gave him antibiotics when he was first born before meningitis could have took a hold.